Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
Michael, tell me about your 40 time today.
It wasn't what I wanted, but I guess it was good enough, I guess. But I just wanted to show that, you know, I'm athletic and I can do it within my legs if I had to. So
36 and a half vert, you started off the day the right way.
Right.
You happy with that?
Nah, I wanted 38, but it's all good. I can't complain.
Still the number one number for out of the combine for quarterbacks.
For real?
What did you want in the 40 if what you ran was involved?
I'm a 4.4 guy, in my opinion.
I had you
other people had it.
I had you 4.46.
Yeah, some people have 4.46, some people have 4.5, so it's like, it's unofficial, so it don't. I'm good. I just showed I can run, so I feel good.
Have you been irritated by the talk around you as an athlete?
I ain't irritated. You know, I just always want to prove myself right, and the competitor in me, you know, I'm gonna show it. I'm gonna showcase. I'm gonna write my own narrative. So,
what about this process? Maybe a surprise, or you're learning for the first time?
Say it again.
What about this process did you maybe not expect, or that you're learning for the first time?
The wait. I mean, I expected the wait, but it's long. It's been a long wait. You know, I'm just ready to see where I'm going so I can help a team win football games. So it's a blessing. You know, I'm enjoying each and every step. So
have you made plans for draft day where you're going to be?
I'll be at home.
Hugh, you got the proper respect with all everybody's examining everything, your history and this and this and this. Do you feel you have the proper respect now of the scouts and everything like that?
For me, I was just proving myself right. And I'm a competitor. I want to write my own narrative, like I said, you know, so I'm not chasing for somebody else's respect. You know, I feel like the real ones know, the ones that really watch and they know football, they know. They know what I can do on the football field, off the football field. So it's like, I just wanted to just go ahead and write my own narrative today.
Did you think about running a second time today?
No, I was only running one time, just show I can run and that's it. I was done.
How'd you feel about the way you threw?
I felt good. You know, I missed like two throws. I don't like missing throws. I missed like three throws, but I felt good though. I felt good. And missing three throws out of 60, I can't complain. So,
what was your 40 time? I heard 4.4, but what's the other digit on the back of it?
Nah, I heard 4.46. I heard 4.51. I heard 4.53. I don't know. In between there somewhere.
You had a chance back at the combine. Jack didn't get to work out, but he was able to get back out here today. How important was it for you to maybe help Jack out a little bit out there today?
It was good, man. Just see him starting to get back healthy, you know. And obviously, he was a sure catcher for us. Somebody that was always helping us, you know, stay ahead of the stick. So, man, I'm super blessed to have Wesley out there, and I know all the guys are excited to see him as well. So,
have you had a chance to talk to Coach Grubb since he took the Seahawk job?
A little bit. He texted me and told me that he won't make it here because he's in Hawaii. So I was like, man, that's crazy.
What did the Seahawks get in him? What can they expect?
He's just his advertiser, a winner. You know, somebody that's going to help develop an offense, you know, and that's going to help win. So that's what they're going to get. So.
Is there a guy on this UW roster coming back who you're most excited to see 2024?
Most excited to see coming back?
Yeah.
All of them. Like, all of them, man, all my brothers, you know, man, I'm super blessed to be able to play with all of them. But, you know, all the guys coming back, you know, on defensive side, you got Carson Bruner, you got Zoe, you got, you know, a lot of guys on the defensive side. You got the two twins, Armand and Javon. I feel like they're going to be really good. You know, those are young players that haven't had as much play time because of Thule and Tui and a lot of other great defensive linemen that we had. You got MJ and Sakai. But, man, it's a lot of guys. Offensive side. You know, Rasheed, he's been coming along. I know he's going to be a great player as well. CD, I'm excited to see CD come back, you know, off his injury. I know he's going to do a lot of great things, but it's a lot of guys, man. I can point at everybody. So,
Michael, are you making the rounds now on pre-draft visits?
Next week. I start next week. Yes, sir.
It seems like you just got here, Michael, but it seems like you've been here for a long time, too.
Damn, a long time.
What's it seem like to you? Has time flown by?
It did fly by. It did fly by. Coming here, I didn't know what to expect. You know, I just expected to find a way to win football games and, you know, get back to having fun, and I was able to do that. You know, so I'm super blessed about that, and that's what's been keeping me going. You know, just having people that support me throughout the whole journey, throughout the whole process. You know, no matter what, you know, it helps me. So
I know it's been kind of hectic for you. Have you had a chance to just reflect and maybe go back and watch those last three football games with Oregon, Texas, Michigan?
Nah, I mean, I watched it a little bit, but I don't really just soak into it. It's a pass, you know. It was good, though.
You notice they're bringing in a Indiana cornerback and possibly an Indiana edge rusher. They've got this pipeline going, I guess, right?
For real?
Yeah.
I didn't know all that.
The BB? Did you play with him?
No, he was at anybody TCU, in Indiana now, I don't. I never played with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't play with nobody else on the team, no. I don't know none of them. I don't even know half this team.
And I know I asked you last time, what happened to the Heisman jacket? Have you done anything with that yet?
No, I still got it. I might hang it up or something. I don't know. I got all my teammates on it, so I might.
Is it in the closet? Is it hung up somewhere to see?
It's in my closet. It's in the zipper. It's hung up.
Rome said he still didn't know where he was at inside your jacket.
He was on the left side. I like right on the back. Yeah. He just couldn't see it because he was on the back.
Combine over, what are these next few months going to look like for you? Is the training shift at all?
Training, visits, appreciate it, bro. Training, visits, just training, still grinding, man.
What kind of visits you got lined up so far?
Huh?
What kind of visits do you have lined up?
What do you mean?
Like 30 visits to...
Yeah, 30 teams. Visits.
Yeah.
30 visits. What are you asking?
Oh, I was just wondering, which ones do you have lined up?
Oh, what teams?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I don't know. I got like Atlanta, Raiders, Broncos, Steelers, Giants. Yeah, I got a couple.
Okay. That's all at the team facility?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you had a down day yet? Have you had a day off? Yep, no fishing?
Not yet. No fishing. I am soon, though. Hopefully, I can get one. And I'm going to go back home before the drive, probably go to Florida, go chill on the beach or something somewhere. I don't know. Just try to find somewhere to relax, take my mind off all this.
Mike, what went into the decision to throw at the combine and then throw again today? What were you trying to show people that maybe they didn't see, I guess, on tape?
Just let them see it in person. You know, it's different seeing it on tape than in person. So just let them see it in person. That's all it was.
Also, all your family here, how important is it? I mean, I've seen them. Almost, I think they've been at every game.
Yeah, man, it's a blessing. You know, they always come and show up and support me in my biggest moments. You know, so I'm super blessed to be able to have them in my life and have them always support me and being with me every step of the way.
Is there maybe one person maybe you always see in the corner of your eye? Okay, it's good.
What you mean?
You look over, you see your mom, your dad. Is there somebody over there that you just see, just know that everything's going to be fine because they're there?
No, my little brother. I was happy to see my little brother today. My little brother made it. I love my little brothers. They my wife, both of my brothers, so to have my brother here was good.
Dylan Johnson. Dylan, I was just curious. We didn't get a chance to really talk to you guys at the end of the season, especially with your situation and just trying to gut through things. What are you going to remember the most about those last handful of games and kind of the perseverance that you had to go through and the lengths that you had to go through to be able to play, let alone compete?
Oh, man, you know, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, so, you know, I had to take advantage of it, you know. That's what it comes with, you know, as a running back, you're going to get banged up, beat up, but it's all about the team. You know, I put team first and, you know, come in with a 1-0 mindset and, you know, I'm going to take it, I'm blessed. You know, I'm blessed to be here. You know, God put me here for a reason and, you know, I wouldn't be here today without, you know, these guys. So, I'm blessed, man.
In those 20, 30 years from now during that stretch, what are the moments that you're going to remember the most?
Man, I mean, obviously playing in the national championship, but definitely playing in the Pac-12 championship and winning it, man. I mean, at the beginning of the year, our goal was, you know, to win the Pac-12 championship. Whatever game we was in, Rose Bowl or Sugar Bowl, whatever game we was in, just win it. And, you know, playing for a national championship, that's a dream come true for me. So I'm just blessed, man. I'm happy and I'm blessed.
How quickly did you have to transition and work on your prep as soon as it was over?
Dude. I tried. I didn't really get to, but you know, I had a lot of stuff going on. You know, I had a high ankle sprain, had a fracture in my right foot, high ankle sprain in my left. So, I really couldn't do much. You know, preparing. You know, it was just, you know, go out there and compete. So, I was blessed to have the opportunity to be out there with a bunch of good guys, and you know, and enjoy the process. You know, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity, and definitely have fun with it.
Are you back to 100%?
Absolutely not. Look, I'm serious. I'm about 75. You know, trying to. It was hard for me just because, you know, you were trying to train and on top of trying to let, you know, those injuries heal. And it was tough, man. It was definitely tough and it was mentally draining. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, got kind of everything out the way now. And I'm going to just be, you know, getting my body right now.
And going to Indianapolis, knowing the condition you were in, how frustrating was that? Explaining to the teams kind of what you were going through and what was their reaction?
Yeah, actually, they were surprised that I was even running, you know. Majority of them was like, you know, they was like, you going to run? I was like, yeah. You know, I'm the type of guy that competes no matter what. You know, I really don't care. I really didn't care about my injuries. I knew coming in that, you know, I wasn't going to be my best. You know, it is what it is. But this was a dream come true for me, you know, coming out there and watching the combine so much as a young guy and, you know, being able to be out there with all those good, great athletes, great guys and, you know, just had fun with it.
And knowing your limitations today, what were you trying to get out of today?
Man, just come out here and, you know, compete. You know, I think that's the bottom line is showing these guys that I'm willing to compete, even if I'm not healthy, you know. So just, you know, showing out my routes, you know, my hands, my catching ability, and, you know, enjoying the process.
I got Rome.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, sounds good.
You blew up at the combine back there. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, reason you didn't want to do anything out here today?
I mean, I think it was just about coming and supporting my guys. I feel like, you know, I've put everything on tape from the film to the meeting rooms to my combine performance. That's basically what this is, you know. Yeah, they already seen what I bring to the table. So for me, today was just about supporting those guys, making sure they got the, you know, encouragement that they needed. So, yeah.
Back in Indianapolis, you saw the time that Devin ran.
Yeah.
Did you feel some pressure to maybe beat Devin?
Absolutely. I don't want to be slower than a tight end. I mean, that's, you know, that you never want to be slower than a tight end. So definitely wanted to beat Dev. But his time is definitely more impressive than mine. I mean, to run that at his size and weight was unbelievable.
Were you faster than Michael?
Was I faster? I was faster than Mike unofficially. Who knows? I mean, it's unofficial, so we'll never really know how fast he ran. But the rumors on the streets are, yes.
Rome, what are those braids called?
These braids? Oh, sorry. These are just cornrows, just four cornrows. You know what I'm saying? I got the style from J-Mac. He really put me on everything. He's just so talented. Such a great guy off the field. His stylist for the game.
You're veering off the question.
Okay, sorry.
I just wanted to know the name.
What was that?
Just cornrows. Name.
Just four cornrows.
Appreciate
that's it.
It.
Yep. Who are you with?
Huh?
Who's your
K95.
Seattle.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. Never seen you before. We're here, man.
Huh? No, like I came and like I just wanted to look the part.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you don't.
What's this draft process been like?
I feel
for
like
you,
that's bro? Judgmental.
This draft process, it's been fun. I mean, you know, it's a long process and something that takes a lot of time, but to be able to go up with it with my guys like J-Mac and JP, like we're all going through it. So it's fun to be able to see all of us, you know, go through the different steps of it. Just enjoying it. Like this is, you know, moments we dreamed of being in. So to be able to go through it myself and then alongside all my teammates, like it's a blessing.
How hard is it to not listen to the noise?
It's not hard at all. You know, I haven't been listening to the noise since I started playing this game. So, you know, I know, you know, who's in control is the man upstairs, and he's going to put me exactly where I want to be through all my hard work, through my sacrifice. I'll land exactly where I want to land. And, you know, at the end of the day, the tape and what you do on the field is going to prove itself. And I have the opportunity to continue to play ball and continue to improve myself. So that's what I'll continue to do. So it's not hard at all. I feel like, you know, just focusing on being in the present, being in this moment.
I asked you earlier this year about your NIL money, and you said you didn't spend any of it. You invested it.
Absolutely.
How are your investments doing?
They're doing good. I just had a financial report from my guy, DDA. It's looking good. I mean, you know, nothing too crazy. Didn't invest too much money. I'm what they call, you know, a kind of a neutral investor. I'm not aggressive. I told them we about to turn it up this next year. We're going more aggressive, you know what I mean? Because I'm trying to, you know, get that return. When I'm ready to retire, I could be sitting on a nice little stack. So,
Who's your favorite teammate?
My favorite teammate? I'll tell you who my least favorite teammate is. Probably Jalen.
I said, who's your favorite teammate?
Oh, sorry. favorite teammate? Probably anybody but J-Mac. Really close with everybody on the team except J-Mac.
Why?
You know, J-Mac's just the type of guy. You know, I'm jealous. I'm just jealous of him. His route running. he's so good looking. I mean, it's just tough. Like, to have a guy like that in the locker room, it's just tough having a guy like that. You know, it's just tough. So, yeah.
Are you making the rounds with pre-draft visits and whatnot?
Yeah, I am. I had a meeting with the Giants. They flew me out kind of a week after the combine. And I got three more visits coming up with different teams. So, yeah, meeting with them here as well. So, absolutely. Yeah.
Do you care to share the teams?
Yeah, I'm meeting with the Cardinals, Giants. I met with the Giants, meeting with the Cardinals, meeting with the Jets, meeting with the Bears.
Okay. Yeah. So those are at their facility?
Yeah, at their facility, yeah.
Screensaver, who's the most famous guy in that photo?
Probably Matthew McConaughey. Interstellar was a great movie. It was good to see him in this phase right here. I know he's a big Texas guy. Shout out Matthew McConaughey. But, man, we beat them Texas boys. We did. We got the W against them.
You're the only
one
that looks happy in that picture.
So I have the edge over him, you know, when I see him. You know, I got that W.
Have you had a chance to talk to Grubb since he took the Seahawks job?
I have. You know, I've talked to him over the phone, text messages and stuff like that. Super happy for him. I mean, Grubb's going to do his thing. So, and he's been, you know, wishing us well. He wished us well today, before this process, and he's been in touch. So, yeah.
How about Jamarcus Shepherd?
I have, yeah. I've talked to Jamarcus. He's the same thing, you know, keeping tabs on me, making sure I'm doing well and, you know, doing his thing up there as well. So, yeah, same boat.
Hey, Rome, speaking of that, coming back here with new faces and everything, have you met the new staff at all? Do you have any sense of those guys at this point?
I have a little bit. It was my first day meeting them. It was my first day back, I haven't really got to see, you know, what they're really about. But I've heard great things from them, honestly. The morale of the team seems very high, and they seem, you know, ready to go get after it. Still very, very hungry, very starving for success and to have, you know, a great season. So I'm excited for them. I think, you know, with the new staff, it brings a new flavor, a different thing. And I think UW football's continue to have success. They're like all these. Has, you know.
What kind of offensive coordinator are the Seahawks getting?
Man, I think they're getting the dog. And I said that, and I've said before that, you know, usually describe a player like that, but Grubb really has that mentality. Like, he's really trying to out-prepare their whole staff, you know, each and every week. So I think with that mindset, his hunger level, you know, how driven he is, it's hard to stop him. It's hard to, you know, come up with answers to try and stop on whatever he's trying to create on any given Sunday. A versatile coordinator who wants it. Yeah.
Thank you.
What's the feedback that most? This is one of the other things. I always say you're done when you're done. Right. I mean, when we're done, not when you're done.
Right.
You don't seem to shy away from doing any of this.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I'm just here, you know, to chop it up with y'all. Y'all invest in us, so I invest in y'all. You know, it's a tremendous experience. So I'm just here to, you know, be myself and do what I can for others. Yeah.
Draft day, where are you going to be?
I'll be in Detroit. Yeah, I'm looking to be in Detroit. Yeah.
Have they asked you back there yet?
Have they asked me? I don't think they have. Or I don't know if they have. I'm pretty sure I've been given an invite, but I'm not sure.
Have you picked out your attire yet?
I haven't picked out the attire. I got a feeling of what I'm going to wear, kind of like a style I'm going for, but I can't get all the details away. Nothing too crazy. I'm not going to be like the guy that they post on Twitter afterwards, like, what the hell was he wearing?
Anything like Michael did at the Heisman?
Oh, man, he set the bar high. I'm going to try. Maybe honor my teammates some different way, but I don't know. He kind of killed that one. I might just leave that to him, leave that in his lane.
Did you ever find out where your name was inside the jacket?
I didn't, man. I think he crossed it off. I think he crossed it off.
Was it next to Jalen?
Probably. It was probably next to Jalen.
I got Jalen Millen. Jalen, just tell me, did you get any feedback from today's workout?
It's all been positive. I really just make my stance, and I claim things about myself, such as me being the best route runner in the class, mm-hmm. or the most twitchy. But I feel like I backed that up today, and I feel like the work's been put in. So I mean, I'm just gonna keep working and let it all pay off.
Did you run the 40 at all today?
No,
you didn't. Okay, so you just stood on what you did at the combine. Okay,
yeah,
so
yeah.
What teams do you have set up visits with?
Kansas City Bengals. The Panthers and the Cardinals.
Okay. Yeah. So just tell me about this whole process that you've been through. Is this surreal? Because four years ago, you were like, you were preparing for college.
Right.
Or 5 years ago, you were preparing for college. And now you're trying out for NFL teams. Is it kind of weird?
Nah, it ain't really weird to me. I kind of expected this. I've been dreaming of this since I was a kid. And just to be under the lights like I am, it's just expected of myself, because that's the standard I hold myself to. So, I mean, you know, I just put myself in the moment, and I'm just, you know, God put me here for a reason. So,
talk about the room, the wide receiver room. I mean,
oh, yeah.
You and Jalen, and Rome.
Yeah.
Washington's never had a better trio.
Right.
And, I mean, arguably, you guys are the best wide receiver group in the country.
Yeah.
Talk about the camaraderie, the brotherhood you three form between the three of you.
We lead each other in different ways.
Well, I mean, I guess the whole room, but...
Yeah. We lead each other in different ways. You know, JP's vocal. Rome's kind of the peacemaker, and I'm really the guy behind the scenes that's, you know, pulling all the strings, making sure we're good, and just establishing relationships within me and my teammates. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we all play well off each other, and it's just all just to build off of each other.
And one last question. You guys go on the championship run. Granted, you didn't finish it the way you wanted to, but yeah. but, I mean, you guys had a magical season other than that, the ending.
Right.
You guys didn't get to enjoy it, though,
right?
Because of all the change that happened, right, and you guys all going pro and everything.
Right.
Just talk about what this season meant to you guys.
I mean, it was, you know, the work paid off, right? We went back to those times where we was 4-8, and we lost to Montana State at home, and, you know, all the negative things we went through. And we built off those, and we knew that the Alamo Bowl appearance wasn't us, and we knew that we could get bigger goals for ourselves, and, you know, we just set our standard high, and, you know, we stood on what we were talking about. So,
last question. Sorry, I said last question.
Yeah, it's okay.
What do you have plans for the draft? Are you going to be just with family, or what are you doing?
Yeah, just family, man. Just stay in Fresno, and, you know, just wait for that call.
Yeah, and are you going to come up and try and be up here for some game days every now and then?
Yeah, for sure.
Like off weeks?
Yeah,
off
for
weeks.
Sure. Okay, I'm always going to come back.
Damn cool. Just curious, we didn't really get a chance to talk to you guys much during your, especially late in the run, you know, the Sugar Bowl and everything like that. In 20, 30 years, what are the moments or memories or things that are going to stick with you? I know Coach Hopkins used to call them brain tattoos.
Yeah.
The things that you'll never forget about that run.
The things I'll never forget, you know, are just the hard work that was put in to make the special opportunities and moments happen as a team. You know, those summer workouts, the long and grueling days of the summer, and then, you know, just going into each week, you know, preparing with my guys and being able to celebrate every Saturday, you know, was what I'll never forget. And just being there to be there for my brothers, you know, that's the thing I won't forget the most, is just the true camaraderie and brotherhood that was in that locker room. When we lost in the national championship, you know, I wasn't really sad per se about the loss. I was more upset that, you know, like the journey and the ride with, you know, all my guys was over, and I wasn't gonna be able to, you know, strap up the purple and gold anymore with them. So those are the things I won't forget. That's definitely the most memorable. Just the relationships. And celebrating together, going through the hard times together. Those are the things I'll remember the most.
I was going to say, talking to Zion, he said, you know, even going back to the Alamo Bowl, he felt like that's where it really began. Like,
yeah,
that's kind of galvanizing moment. For you, are there going to be some specific times where you kind of knew that this team was special and that you guys had a chance to really achieve some big things?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm going to have to second Zion on that. And I think after the Alamo Bowl and, you know, having a 10-win season and seeing some success and seeing what we were capable of, you know, left us really hungry. And we felt like we had a lot more left on the table to take care of and business to handle. And so I think, you know, us as a collective, you know, especially the seniors and the older guys, you know, as we were, you know, slowly making our decisions to come back for our 6 years and do all that stuff, you could kind of sense how special it was and how much we truly, like, loved each other and believed in one another, and that, you know, we had what it took to win the last Pac-12 championship and, you know, win a national title. And we were able to check off one of those boxes, and unfortunately not the other, but the ride and the journey itself has just been special since the Alamo Bowl.
You're turned around to have to do the draft prep and everything else that went after that happened so quickly. How were you able to catch a breath? I mean, how fast were you able to allow yourself to maybe take a moment and then just dive headfirst into this stuff?
Yeah, so after the national title game, I came home, and I gave myself a little bit of grace. You know, I took 5 or 6 days off, which in the grand scheme of things isn't very long, but you know, took some time off for myself mentally, physically, and hit the ground running. At the beginning of my pre-draft training, I didn't have a combine invitation. So my mindset and my mentality was, you know, primarily focused around today, the pro day, and making sure that I was prepared for this moment. But once I got the combine invitation, you know, it was kind of on a little bit of short notice. I had about 2.5-3 weeks to get ready for the combine and handle that experience. And I would just say, you know, I kind of lost my train of thought, but
Well, what was it with working with Tracy? What was it about that situation that helped you prepare for you to do as well at combine as you did?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I would just say that once I got that combine invitation, you know, kind of there was a switch that was flipped in my mind. And kind of my mentality and attention to detail behind my workouts and stuff just kind of amped up at another level. And I just really wanted to be as detail-oriented as I could in terms of my technique and just taking in all the coaching that I could to make sure that I was prepared and ready, you know, to go run and, you know, perform at my best down at the combine.
What was the feedback after you ran the 40?
Man, the feedback was very positive, to say the least. I think I definitely kind of put myself on a few teams' draft boards and piqued some interest in some teams. And so it's all a big blessing. I got to give, you know, all the glory and credit to God. You know, he's helped me in tremendous ways to get to this point in my life and will continue to, you know, guide me with his grace and his light, you know, for as long as I live. And so I'm just extremely thankful and grateful that I was able to have the opportunity.
And now that this is over, and I know this was a day that you really had targeted, what were you able to get accomplished today, the feedback you got today, and what's next steps for you?
Yeah, it's definitely a little early on, so I haven't heard too much of the feedback, but, you know, in terms of my numbers and how the testing went, you know, I'm pretty sure I'll be, you know, in the top five or six with all the other tight ends that are draftable in the draft class this year. And so I'm happy with that. Obviously, you know, I have the fastest 40 in the class. And I felt like today I just was able to showcase, you know, a little bit of my explosiveness and athleticism, but also like my fluidity and grace as an athlete as well, with just my route running and making sure I was securing all my catches and just trying to look as clean as possible.
Were you getting the sense before the 40, Devin, that you were a little bit of an unappreciated asset because maybe you didn't have the kind of numbers of catches that you would have wanted here, but you made a lot with what you were able to do?
No, I wouldn't. That's not the terms I would use. You know, I wouldn't say that I was an unappreciated asset. I think that my teammates and my coaches definitely appreciated me a lot.
Maybe from the outside looking
what
in.
What I came
like draft-wise.
Oh, yeah, draft-wise? Yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah. I definitely felt like
I wasn't thinking about here.
Yeah. No,
I know you're appreciated here.
In the draft world, I definitely did feel like I had a little bit of a chip on my shoulder and was a little bit of an underdog and just had something, you know, to prove to guys that you know, just didn't think I was capable or, you know, hadn't watched the film or whatever it might have been. My number one responsibility and job in my mind was to just make sure that, you know, I just prove them wrong and make myself proud, you know, make my family proud and glorify God through it all.
Back Westover, he misses the UW media guys, don't you? Exactly. How hard was that to be back in Indianapolis and not be able to work out?
Yeah, I mean, it was tough, you know. I think, you know, seeing everybody competing, and it's a long week, and, you know, you kind of want to take your anger out on that last day of working out and stuff, but, you know, it was a process and everything for a reason.
What were you able to do back there?
Just interviews and long medicals at the hospital, and that's really all it was, you know, for me, and just kind of waiting around and doing all that stuff.
Dom said that during his medicals, he was able to watch 3 movies.
Yeah, I was at the hospital for like 8 hours, and so that was quite the scene there.
What'd you do for 8 hours?
I wish I would have done a lot more than I did.
Yeah, tell me about how important today was for you.
It was nice. You know, I haven't been able to do anything really with my thumb coming off thumb surgery. So today, you know, just to be able to like sort of catch a ball, you know, just to be able to run routes. That was the biggest thing, just show how I move out there, run routes.
What were you hearing feedback? Were you getting any feedback today?
You know, here it's kind of lighthearted. You know, everybody's telling you great job. You know, you don't really know what they think truly. But, you know, I've been talking to a lot of, you know, it was nice to talk to a lot of teams here today and just kind of gauge where they're at.
Your coaches left and went to Tuscaloosa, and a couple of them came back.
Yeah.
Have you talked to Grubb?
Grubb texts us all the time. You know, I have so much respect for Grubb, everybody on that staff. You know, Grubb, you know, he's at the Seahawks now, and he still finds time to, you know, reach out to us, and that's just awesome by him, and he's just always helping us out.
What do you think about this? This is just mind-blowing for us, just everything we've had to go through with the coaching change. Just your thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I think you got to be grateful for what DeBoer did. You know, he kind of was the guy to lead, you know, all the guys we had, and he kind of put us in a good position to where, you know, we could do what we did that last year. And then, you know, I think for him, it's, you know, it's tough. It's tough to be a Husky fan, but, you know, it's Alabama's Alabama, you know, and I think, you know, given the last, you know, 10 years or so, it's, you know, with Saban and all they've done, it's like, you know, that's a hard job, you know, and I don't blame him at all, and it's a good opportunity for him.
But your guy's still here. You got Jordan Pau-Pau back.
Exactly. I got Pau-Pau back. I ran into him a couple times, and, you know, a couple, right when he got the job, I was on a phone call, and I called him, so it was nice.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk to you about, you know, when you're talking to the scouts, you know, with your position, you know, tight end, fullback, H-back, I mean, you can do a lot of things. What are you hearing mostly? What are they seeing most intrigued about you playing when you're talking to guys?
Yeah, I mean, I think just, you know, again, like the versatility role, you know, the guy that can play anything and, more importantly, can handle it all mentally and can handle a lot on his plate. And so that's kind of been my strength, and that's what teams see in me. And, you know, a lot of teams just see me as a regular tight end, and others see me as that versatile role. So it's cool to be liked in both regards.
Did they ask you about Michael?
Oh yeah, no, they asked me about a lot of guys on our team, and so you know, obviously, yeah, I have the world to say about Michael.
I'll ask you one more question, because I was asking Jaden Green, what's prettier, a Jaden Green deep snap or a Michael Penix deep ball?
It's hard to compare. You know, if the ball's coming to me, I would say Mike.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Roger Rosengarten, dancing bear out there today?
Tried to be noble, athletic, and strong. So,
talk to us a little bit about the decision to enter the draft. I think, you know, we knew that you were capable of, but it still caught us a little bit off guard.
Yeah, you know, I just came back and had a good discussion with my agent, my family, all my loved ones, and brought it back to everyone home. And, you know, I felt great, good enough as myself as an offensive lineman to take my talents to the next level. It's been a dream of mine to go play in the NFL since I was a little kid.
How far away were you from your degree?
I'm like 20 credits out. That's all online. So, yeah, I'm close.
Why do I get the feeling that mom and dad said maybe you can go, but you have to promise us you're going to finish your degree?
Was there
any discussion about that?
They knew I was going to get that done, regardless of the NFL or not. So, that's what I loved about them, is that they gave me all the decision in the world to make whatever.
Tell me about the moment you decided, yeah, I'm going to do it. What was the deciding moment?
I mean, for me, it was kind of after that Pac-12 championship Sugar Bowl. I mean, I was playing really good football, and you know, I thought I had a really good season this year. You know, I didn't finish how I really wanted to, but you know, I have no regrets though. You know, I gave it up my all, and that's all I can ask for.
I know that you have expectations going into the combine. Did you meet expectations? Was better than expectations?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I told myself and my family and my agency that I was going to give it my all no matter what. You know, I wanted to go to bed at night knowing I gave it all. Gave it my all at the Combine, Senior Bowl, and Pro Day. So, got the three big knocked out. So, it's rest in God's hands. So,
in that 40 time.
Yeah.
I can only imagine the text you got after.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I was super blessed to run a good time. You know, I was working on it with Sazi and Kurt, my guys back in Irvine, California, where we were training. And, you know, I just stuck to my technique, had great support staff by me, and ran a good time. So.
Did Kuiper call you a first rounder?
I did. Yeah, but I got the news from my agency and a couple other friends. So, yeah, blessed. But you know, work's not done. You know, I'm here to just show what I can be, the best offensive lineman in this draft class. So,
Denver Broncos.
Hey, wherever it takes me, wherever it takes me.
Any talk between you and Troy about that 40 time?
A little bit. Not trash talk. I mean, Troy ran a great time too, but you know, I was just proud of myself for knocking it out.
Guys who are still on the roster here at UW, can I get an offensive player and a defensive player who you think people should be excited for, who maybe haven't seen the field a whole lot yet?
Yeah, you know, I'd say everybody, man. I mean, there's a reason why we played the national championship. Those guys are on both sides of the ball, I think, are really, really good players. I think Thule's going to be an underrated guy on the defensive side for sure. And then Dylan Johnson, you know, once he gets healthy, you guys seen what he can do. So,
well, I mean, guy's still here at UW. Right?
Oh, here, yeah, for sure. You know, on the offensive side of the ball, I think, I think Giles is going to have a really good season this year. You know, he's a hell of a player. And then defensively, I think EJ always going to continue. Zoe, those guys are always leaders on that defense. So,
any of those young offensive linemen stand out to you last year?
Yeah, Zach Kenning, that's my guy from Colorado, you know. I think he's going to be a really, really good player, you know. He's put a lot of work in the weight room, put some weight on, so, yeah.
So. What's the biggest thing you've heard from some of these NFL teams that they like about you, whether it be at the Combine, here at the Pro Day? Just what is it that they like about your game?
Yeah, you know, they like how hard I play. You know, I pride myself in that, and I think that's one of the biggest keys of playing offensive line is playing hard and giving all you got on the field. You know, that's all you got is an offensive lineman, and like my athleticism and my technique, you know. Always got things to work on, but I'd say those are a couple big things.
What are some of those things that they want you to work on?
Yeah, I think just picking an angle off the ball, snap of the ball and run game stuff and just running through that angle. So there's a mix and match of a bunch of stuff, but yeah.
Have you scheduled a draft day where you're going to be?
I'll be at Colorado. Yeah, I'll be in back home, Colorado Highlands Ranch. So, yeah.
I was asking Dom, you got to have one friend that you know is going to call it an inappropriate time. Who's that going to be?
I don't know if I'll have any. I think hopefully my friends stay pretty mellow about it, but we'll see.
What are you carrying size-wise now?
I weighed in at 310 today, so I think just shy of 6'6", 310, so right where I want to be.
Yeah. Are they having any of the scouts working you out, putting you over on the left side, or are they pretty much keeping you?
Yeah,
right?
Senior Bowl, I wanted to make sure I showed both right and left tackle, and I think I did really well at both. Got great reps at right tackle, and I got good 4 reps at left tackle. I took a really good set and passed pro one-on-one. So, you know, I think I've showed my versatility out here, and, you know, I'm going to keep continuing to do that.
Is left any different, really?
No, I mean, I grew up playing on the left side, so it's, you know, it's kind of second nature to me. When I first got here, I was playing left for Demo. We had a right-handed quarterback, and then Mike came in with the lefty, and Coach Huff wanted me to go play blindside, so I was all for it.
I know you've had to have talked to Coach Huff coming back to the Seahawks.
Yeah.
Tell me about that conversation.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, I talked to him when he was at Alabama after kind of the whole staff got dismembered, and when he was at Alabama, and now he's on the Seahawks. So it's going to be good to see him full circle again. You know, that's my guy. Stuck with me through four years of college ball. So yeah.
And you telling him you're available? Thanks, you're available?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm always there for him. So, yeah, no doubt.
I call you MJ. Ulamu, yeah. I guess, Ale. First of all, as far as being one of the 13 that wasn't, because they all got invited, even guys that got hurt like ZTF and Jack and those guys, is that motivation? Do you ask questions? What's kind of your frame of mind when you realize that maybe you can't go to Indianapolis?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely motivation. You know, I mean, felt like I could have came in and performed and just, you know, been up there with the best of them. You know, I have that much confidence in myself. But, you know, we didn't get what we wanted. So, you know, we were able to come out today, put up some numbers, and hopefully prove them wrong.
Going back just a second, though. Talk about, we didn't really get a chance to talk to you guys much at the end of the season, and just the incredible run of not just the wins, but the way you guys were winning, the close games, finding different ways to win, then obviously winning against Texas, going to the national championship. What are your overriding feelings? What do you think you're going to be thinking about 20, 30, 40 years from now when you kind of look back on that run?
Yeah, looking back on that run, I think 30 years from now would just be the guys who were on that run with me, you know. A lot of pieces were put together. A lot of guys came together. You know, everybody went through some adversity just to get that team to where it was, you know, and we were written off by a lot. And, you know, to show up and to have a season that we did, you know, I just couldn't be more proud of the boys. And, yeah.
And when you were done with the season and you knew you had to get ready for this specific day, what were your next steps? What did you immediately focus on?
So as soon as I got done over in Houston, I headed straight for Florida. And that participated in the Hula Bowl there.
Now, you were Houston. Were you doing prep, or was that for a game?
That was right after the game.
Okay.
So right after the game, went over to Florida for the Hula Bowl.
Okay.
Got into that the very next couple of days. Got straight into the Hula Bowl. So then stayed in Florida. Was able to train. I trained at X3 Sports there in North Myers. So they would do some training there, get my body right after a long season, and Yeah, well, they would come out and put some good numbers up. So
okay.
And tell me about your day today. What? How did you feel like you worked out? Have you heard anything about your measurements or your numbers?
I haven't heard. I know I got 32 on the bench, okay. 28.
I'm assuming that's 225 reps?
Yeah.
Yeah.
28.5, I think it was, on the vert.
Yep.
Broad is like 8. Can't guarantee. I think it's like 8.5, 8.7. Okay. So, and I'm still waiting. I was hoping to get the rest of my numbers here
right.
in a second. So.
And what did you, do you remember what you weighed in at?
Weighed in at 320.
320?
320, 6.5.
Did you have a target? Like when you were training specifically, did your guys have a particular size in mind that they wanted you to be at?
Not really. I mean, this range right here, 315, 320, okay. what I wanted to test that. But, you know, I mean, I think I've proven it before. I can carry 340 and, you know, I can carry whatever they want me to. So, but I think this was the ideal weight. You know, we figured we wanted to be moving at, and just to show that we can pack that mass and move at the same time.
And both at the Hula Bowl and now, the feedback you've been getting from teams or individual scouts or coaches, GMs, what have you, has it been as a like a two-gap nose or as a three technique, as just an inside guy, or can they even see you going outside and
yeah.
playing different roles like a Vita Vea? What did they see you as?
Definitely an inside guy. You know, a lot of teams showing interest in just my ability to stop the run and taking double teams, and that they feel that could help, you know, just demanding that attention from the D-line, like needing two blockers
okay.
and able to eat those blocks. And, yeah, I mean, so far it's been – but. Obviously, I've also received a lot of compliments just on mobility and way I move. So there's still the possibility of if anyone would like to use outside, you know, I could make that move. But
sure.
as for right now, I think most of the emphasis is on you know,
inside.
And just, yeah.
Any teams in particular that you've been impressed with in terms of their interest in you and talking to you about, you know, either being a late draft pick or a priority free agent?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard from a lot of teams. They've shown a lot of interest, and, you know, I'm just real excited. Got to sit down, talk with New York,
okay.
New Giants, Steelers, you know, been getting emails, you know, it's got the Chiefs in there. So, you know, got a lot of teams showing interest, and, you know, just trying to put up the best I can and see where I can get an opportunity.
So, who have you been leaning on, you know, whether to learn more about what the NFL wants in you, like maybe former teammates that are there now or just mentors or people in your circle? Who have you been kind of leaning on in this process?
Yeah, for me, it's been my agent, Cam Foster. Been working with him. He's been helping me guide through this and kind of get through this. And, yeah, just reaching out to former teammates, you know, guys who just got into the league, former teammates, and just, you know, picking at their brains and getting some insight. You know, Alex Cook is definitely one that I reached out to. You know, big-time leader and someone I looked up to. So reached out to him and a couple other teammates. So, yeah, you know, just enjoying the ride and taking it day by day.
You don't have to name names, though, but any feedback's been surprising? Any feedback's been like, oh, okay, that was something I didn't think about or
yeah,
wasn't,
I mean,
wasn't aware of?
I was told this is it's one hell of a process. It's different from anything you've ever experienced, but, you know, at the end of it, you'll be glad. You know, just put up the best numbers you can and just take it day by day is all I've been told.
Thule?
Yeah.
So, did they give you any of your times or anything?
I didn't really hear any of the times, honestly. But I think with the 40, I was around like a 5.1, 5.2. So.
Okay. Were you hoping to get like right around a 5?
Yeah, kind of like a 5 flat, honestly.
Okay. What'd you weigh in at?
295.
Okay. Wow, that's the smallest
yeah,
you've been
man.
In a while, right?
No, that's what a lot of people are saying. I feel the same way.
Was that part of the plan?
Honestly, man, just trying to alleviate a lot of the weight from my knees and stuff like that. You know what I mean? But honestly, just because it's the off season right now, too, I feel like ain't no reason for me to get that big. You know what I mean? I'd rather go to mini camp and kind of gauge that. You know what I'm saying? So
we saw some of your teammates in Indianapolis kind of lean out and kind of do something. So I didn't know if maybe that was the same
thing. Honestly, it wasn't really planned, but it was just something that really just happened with the diet plan and everything that I was doing.
So, where did you go? What kind of how did you attack? You just stayed right here?
I was right here with it, man. I stayed in the dungeon and grinded over here, you know
what
I'm saying?
Did you work with Coach McKeefrey, or did you work with any of the new guys? Who did you work with?
I worked with Ben Creamer and Johnny Good.
Okay. There's actually a guy named Johnny Good, like Johnny B. Good.
I swear his name's Johnny Good, man. I'm not lying.
So just tell us, I mean, tell us about the championship run, man. We didn't get to talk to you guys very much.
Yeah.
So... and I know that things got really hectic right after. Granted, it wasn't as hectic for you because you were done.
Mm-hmm.
But just kind of talk about championship run and how things went.
First and foremost, man, it was a hell of a year. Obviously, it's not the way we wanted it to end. Still kind of hurts. Nah, it hurts a lot, honestly, when we talk about that. Just because, man, the camaraderie that we had amongst each other, it really just showed on the field how we play for one another. And obviously, we want a different result, but it is what it is. Can't really change nothing about it. But, man, I'll do it all over again with my guys. You know what I mean? Like, all the stuff we went through to come from two, three years ago from a 4-8 season to, man, we in the national championship. Nobody would have knew that. You know what I mean? But the guys inside the locker room, the guys who've been putting all that work in. So, honestly, I'm super proud of our team. You know what I mean? But like I said, wish we would have finished it off.
Yeah. So, have you had a chance to talk to any of the new guys on campus? Sebastian Valdez, did you get to talk to him a little bit? What did you tell them?
Yeah. Well, first of all, that dude's a monster, man. He lives built and everything. So, honestly, man, just kind of showing them the whole D-line, the DLO tradition. You know what I mean? Like, we're not the dudes who's going to get all the praise and everything, but everybody around the team knows what's going on. You know what I mean? Like, for us to, like, do what we did is kind of, you know what I'm saying, super proud. You know what I'm saying? But just trying to tell him, man, just do whatever you can to get in with the guys, you know what I'm saying? Because that's exactly how that stuff is going to happen, by doing stuff outside of the facility. So,
yeah. Was it Bryce Butler as well? Was he another guy that you talked to at all? Or
nah,
he hasn't shown up yet.
I haven't.
He's supposed to be here soon. I mean, he might be here now, but yeah.
He's supposed to be here for spring.
He's supposed to be here for spring ball. So, you know, talk to me about Fa'atui. You know, he had to retire. All that different stuff, but do you talk to him still?
Oh, yeah, that's my boy, man. That's my brother, you know what I'm saying? He kind of already told me mid-season that was going to be his last run. So that was another, you know what I mean, piece of motivation for us to, you know, not only for us seniors, but obviously for him as well. So.
And now Jacob kind of becomes old man in the room, right? I mean,
that's crazy. He's
been here forever. talk to us about the leadership in that room now. I mean, does it just fall on his shoulders, or is he a guy who's that kind of guy anyway?
Honestly, it's definitely up to Bandez now. He's definitely got to step up to that role. But, man, we got such a great room. You know what I mean? We got Voight Tanufi. We got the twins. You know what I'm saying? It's such a great group that they got. You know, Seabass, like you guys were just saying. You know what I mean? So it's going to be very easy for Bandits to do that, because just the guys that he got, all those guys, they want to win. You know what I'm saying? They want to play the right way. So it shouldn't be hard. Like, for me, it wasn't hard trying to lead these guys, because all of them, we were all, you know what I mean, had that same goal, and that was to win the national championship or to get there. So
any feedback today, Tuli, at all, from any of the teams out there seeing you? And
talked to the Broncos a little bit. They kind of liked the way I was moving and stuff out there, so still sticking around. Got a couple other teams that texted me, so trying to just, you know what I mean, wait it out.
I was going to say, I'm kind of curious about your perspective with when you have 13 of your teammates get invited, and guys that can't even work out, guys like Zion and Jack. I mean, do you use that as fuel, or do you try to figure out why, or do you ask questions? How do you approach it?
Honestly, man, I've kind of been that dude ever since, you know what I mean? So, like, I don't really get the high praise, and I don't ever get the real recognition that I know I deserve, but you guys know it, you know what I mean? Like, the real fans know it, so I try not to get into that stuff, you know what I mean? I let my agents handle what they can, and I let myself handle what I can, you know, what I can control. So all that other stuff, man, I can't, you know what I mean? It's out of my league, out of my reach anyway, so.
I was wondering too, because obviously they go through the whole interview process as well.
When
you probably hear from them, like, all the crazy questions have you ever, did anyone here, did they ever ask you any funny questions or anything that kind of made you shake your head a little bit?
Well, I kind of had that, a little experience with that, because I went to the East-West Shrine game.
Yeah.
So they had a whole interview process over there too, but obviously it's not the same as the combine. But some of the questions they was telling me.
Anyone that you're going to keep remembering for the rest of your life?
It was very general. So it was nothing.
He said the people went to the combine.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, even in your experience, did they didn't lay like a like one on you, or you were like, what was that? Can you say that again?
Nah, it wasn't nothing like that. It was very in general.
Like, could you land a plane?
Yeah, see, I'd exactly say what Ron said. We did, man. It's over. Say prayers.
So, did you get any feedback? Got Braylon Trice. Did you get any feedback from
today?
Yeah, from today.
Heard that, you know, I did good. It showed out. All I can really hope for is that they liked what they saw, right? But I enjoyed it. I had fun, and I felt like I did good. I'm confident in myself.
One question we wanted to ask was, what's one of the weird questions they asked you at the combine?
You know, I was just talking about this. I didn't really get any weird questions. And nobody really did, or from what I'm hearing.
I was in Rome asking about landing a plane.
Really? Yeah. I was expecting some weird questions because, you know, that's what they, you know, tell us about in prep, but I didn't get no weird questions.
Okay. Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. So, so where have you been working out at? Where did you work out?
Proactive up in California.
Okay.
Shout out Ryan Capretta and Coach Ed and all those guys out there that, you know, got me right.
So, just what, you know, how are you feeling about the process now? What did they weight you in at today?
259.
259. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So you were, the plan was to be what when at the combine?
255.
And you were at 245?
245, yeah.
245.
Yeah.
So you've been putting the pounds back on.
My weight back on,
okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Just getting,
okay,
getting healthy is really all I had to do.
And we watched you run through drills, and it looked like you did a pretty good job and everything like that. And you said the feedback, you haven't really heard much feedback from since.
I mean, I've heard some stuff, but I,
okay,
you know, not much I can say.
Okay.
I don't really want to say nothing.
Gotcha, okay. So, you know, where, so from now on, do you have any visits set up with any teams?
Yeah, I got a few. I should be heading out over on the East Coast soon. It's next week.
Okay, do you know, can you tell us which ones?
I haven't looked. It's on the schedule, though.
Okay, but, with your agent or whatever? Yeah, okay, yeah. Gotcha. Okay, so you got several teams that are wanting to bring you in, right? And they can bring, like, what, 60 guys in or something like that? So
I think, is it 60?
Something like that, yeah.
Maybe, I don't know.
But
we'll see.
It's almost like official visits.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
back
yeah.
All right, so off of the draft stuff, tell me about the championship run. I know it didn't end how you wanted it to end, but, you know, this season, it was a magical season for you guys.
Oh, yeah. It was something we had been working for since 2022, right? We didn't get what we wanted in 2022, and we showed up 2023 with, like, vengeance and the mentality where we're like, we're going to go take this, excuse my language, take this shit, you know? But it took a lot of, you know, hard work, a lot of, you know, culture and working together on the team and being player-led. That's what it takes to get there, and our goal was just to go undefeated, win our bowl game, and make it to the Natty, right?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we didn't finish how we wanted to, but I'm so proud of where we were. You know, that's insane. It's like a legacy team, you'd say.
Yeah. Talk about the journey that you came on, too, because you show up. You were a pretty heralded recruit, even though you were only 3 stars. I know you'd give me crap about all of that. but you still had Alabama offer. You had several offers, several big offers. You chose Washington. You show up. Coaching change, right? Two coaching changes while you're here. Pandemic happens. So just kind of talk about your journey to where you are now.
Yeah, coming in as a young guy, you know, I was ready to ball, ready to go. Took that COVID year off to get mentally right and physically right. I wasn't where I wanted to be. Came back with motivation and purpose and confidence and matured. But having all those different coaching changes, I'm not upset about it. I actually enjoyed it because you get all those different coaching styles, those different, you know, cultures that these coaches bring in, coming from Pete to Coach Lake to Coach DeBoer, and you kind of get to piece all those things together and use that to be you who you are and share that with the rest of the team. So, I enjoyed it, having all these different coaches. I got a bunch of different techniques learned, a bunch of different ways to do everything. So,
Last question for you. What does it mean to you to have been a Husky for these last 4 or 5 years?
I like to think it means everything to me. I enjoyed it. I loved it. I'll be coming back here as much as possible. Bleed purple through and through, Husky through and through, and I'm just appreciative of Husky Nation and everything that you guys do for us.
We're going to see you on the sidelines for
as much as possible, as much as I can be out there, yeah.
Zion. Yeah, no, I'll keep it brief. We didn't get a chance to talk to you at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to get your overriding thoughts, like 20, 30 years from now, what key moments or things are you going to be thinking about that are in the back of your head about the run you guys made, all the different ways you guys were able to find ways to win, and then ultimately the run all the way to the championship game?
Yeah, I think the main thing I'll really take from that is, one, I mean, it started in, you know, in the Alamo Bowl the year before, right? We kind of, from there on, trickle-down effect, everyone deciding to stay, you know, and then it really just built our culture into – that was the building blocks of the culture that we took, you know, with us all the way to the end of of our run, and that feeling we had on our team, you know, I mean, kind of, it's not something that I think will ever be, you know, replicated, duplicated, you know, or if I'll be able to experience again. So I'm thankful that you know, that we were able to build a good culture and take it as far as we did. Obviously, the loss is going to sting, and kind of everything that happened after that. But I said it the interview after the game, in terms of, you know, yeah, leaving a place better than you found it. And, yeah, you know, we may not have left as national champions, but, we left the program in a better place than we found it. Like, they're coming off of the New Year's Six bowl game when I came into the program, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Getting to the national champ, I mean, you know, only one team can say they're better than us last year at the end of the day. But, you know, as much as it stinks, you know, it's something they can't take away from us either. So.
Yeah, and you mentioned it, all everything that happened after the game and all the turmoil and everything else. But you personally, you had a lot riding too. I mean, you had to get going. You had to get ready for this and everything else that was going on in the draft process. How long were you allowed to give yourself time to kind of just take a breath and then get involved in your draft prep?
Yeah, I think for me it's a little easier because I made the decision to surgically repair myself as much as I can before I make it to the NFL, long before the season had ended. And so for me, the next steps was the scheduling and you know, pre-op appointments and doctor's appointments and things like that. And so it was also like there wasn't much I could do, you know. It wasn't like I was going, you know, I know Braylon, I think we got back from Houston and 2 days later he was training, you know,
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, that wasn't in my cards, you know. It was, okay, you know, surgery's in a week, you know, kind of thing. Just get your prehab and kind of maintain body shape as much as you can. So, yeah, I mean, listen, it was a whirlwind after season for sure. Regardless of what happened, it was going to be a whirlwind, but I think I've been able to manage it well, especially taking this different approach.
So when did you make that decision, and what went into getting to the point where you realized that was probably the best move to make?
Yeah, for me, I was just scared of how teams would perceive that decision, you know, whether I'm avoiding competition or something like that. But at the end of the day, I just feel that, like, wherever I end up, I want to give it my all. I want to give it my best shot. And I can't do that if I have a lingering injury in the back of my head or something like that. And so, I probably made that decision. I think there was a game where it had moved and it had just taken a little longer than usual to, you know, kind of regain feeling as good as I wanted to do to play again.
You're talking about your shoulder.
Yeah. And so I was like, after that, I was like, all right, it's good enough to play on, but it's not, you know, good enough to continue to live like this. And so I knew I wanted to get it worked on, but I wasn't going to give up any time of my last season to do that. So
right. So it was just pain tolerance at that point. Just,
yeah,
you weren't going to injure
tighten the brace, you know, pop Tylenol, you know, let's go in, you know.
And so what, knowing that you made the decision when you did and you got a chance to explain that hopefully to people here today and throughout the process, what's the general feedback been like, Zion?
Yeah, they've been very very, what's the word I'm looking for, acceptive of me making that decision. And especially after I share with them that I heard it in spring ball, you know. So when I tell them I played the whole season on it and I want to be as healthy as I can for my shot at the NFL, yeah, they're very receptive of that decision and want the best.
Are they just going by now on just on tape in terms of where they could envision you playing in the NFL? Do you have a specific defense that you like, or a front that you think would suit your game and your traits really well?
I think that I'd do better in a scheme like I did under Lake than I did under our previous staff, but I just got to refine my weapons on, you know, whether coverage, pass rush, whatever it is, and be ready for whatever they throw at me. You know, I'm not going to go to the NFL and tell them what I do. You know what I mean? They're going to tell me what they want me to do, so I just got to stay ready.
Ulofoshio.
What's been the reception from some NFL teams from your where they see you fitting?
Very positive. I'm a lot more athletic than they think, so I mean, you know, after the Husky Combine, I guess I didn't look at those numbers, but, you know, honestly, to just see me as like a very, you know, like a athletic linebacker, a guy that can cover, a guy that can stop the run and do a whole bunch of things. So very excited to go to a team and, you know, showcase those things.
Does it feel, I mean, you've been at UW for quite a while now. Yeah. Does it feel like that chapter is closing or is over? Have you kind of sat with that yet?
It definitely feels like it's over. And, But definitely grateful for this experience. You know, definitely saw Coach P here earlier, and it's kind of like a full circle moment, just seeing him and just remembering like my first time even being here and meeting him. So it's a little bit sad, but I'm very grateful of the things that I've been here and, you know, love this city, love this, you know, this culture. You know, it's been amazing. It's been really amazing to play here.
Every milestone has been about proving others wrong and proving yourself right.
Mm-hmm.
What's the big goal that you have next? What do you want to prove next?
I mean, it's always about chasing the next win, right? So just right now, the biggest primary goal is to get into rookie minicamp and try to show out and try to be as dominant as I can be, you know, and then we'll work from there.
What was the feedback you were getting back from the combine?
Oh, I blew it out the water. They didn't think I could jump that high, so they thought I was really explosive, moved really well, and like I'm a very, very intelligent football player, so very positive outlook, yeah.
Were you surprised at your 40?
No. I probably should have ran faster, but yeah, that's just between you and me.
What was your goal going in?
I mean, they said I was going to run like a, they said like, yeah, just get anything other than a 4.8, and I was like, okay. So when we were running it, I got a 4.47, and then I was like, damn, all right, well, we definitely hit the quota. So I was trying to get a 4.47, and then when I ran my first one, I kind of like leaned into the left, so I had to like straighten up, and so I got a 4.56, but which was like, you know, like that was the worst case scenario. So I mean, we definitely had a great day, but like 4.47 was the goal.
Having so many guys there that you played with, how much did that make things easier?
It's super prideful, man. I'm super proud of these guys. I mean, like, we've been through everything, man. Like, I remember me and Devin being in like a car our freshman year talking about moments like this, and you know, PC having surgery like after his first game here, you know, being on a team that's 4-8, and just to, you know, to be able to finish it out the right way is amazing for sure.
Do you notice a jump in the amount of attention and maybe eyeballs on you since the combine? Did you feel as though it helped you, or didn't matter?
It didn't matter. I mean, the main thing's the main thing. I have to go backpedal, whether it's, you know, in a room full of nobody, a room full of 10,000, you got to do the same thing. So, I mean, it's been great, though. I mean, you can definitely feel the energy, and I use it to my advantage in terms of adrenaline, but, you know, you got to do your job at the end of the day.
You and Jack Westover were both walk-ons that became superstars.
Yeah.
What relationship do you guys have with one another, and how much do you talk about what you've done as a tandem?
Yeah, that's one of my closest friends, for sure. I mean, you said it right there. Like, we literally, you know, go through this, like, been through it, you know, like, every single scenario. Like, if he's done it, I've done it as well. And, you know, we always talk about those things and talk about, like, you know, what's it going to take to get to that next stage. And, you know, I definitely am very grateful to have that guy in my life.
The first thing we were thinking was, we saw you out here running a 40, and you ran such a great time back at the combine. Were you just showing off today?
not showing off, more recovering from what I did at the 40. It was a good time, but I wanted to get some a little bit faster.
Did you hear what you had to? There's nothing official here.
Yeah,
everybody has their own watch.
Heard a couple different times. I heard 4.38, 4.44, and everything in between that area.
I had you for 4.37, and I thought maybe it was just old man fingers, and then I looked at Scott, and he had you for 4.36.
I've been hearing some fast times, so hopefully the fastest one gets put down.
When you're running that 40, everybody's concerned about somebody pulling a hamstring you know, and you saw that back there, but how much stress does that actually put on you running all out like that?
It's a lot of stress. It's a lot of stress on your body, and like especially your core muscles trying to pull through. But, you know, it's comfortable just being back where I am. It's a little bit less stressful than doing it in Indianapolis. But out here, it felt good, though.
Were you also bound and determined to have a faster time than Michael out here today?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I couldn't let him. We were talking, and he was like, you're a 4.5 guy. I was like, Mike, I'm faster than you. So I had to show him that, too.
Was there a little bit of trash talk?
Just a little bit. Nothing crazy.
No, but fun. I mean, you know.
Some fun going back and forth.
You got to trash talk the guys you love.
Anyway. Yeah, got to.
Tell me about Indianapolis. I mean, when you go in there, I think you have an idea of what you think it's going to be like. How different was it than you anticipated? Just everything that you had to do, surroundings, meals, anything just really jump out at you?
How late we got back to our rooms the first couple nights really jumped out to me. I got back to my room about midnight, being in the hospital all day, being in meetings with coaches. So you just lose track of time, and then next thing you check your watch is midnight, and you got to be up at 6:30. So
yeah, but it's only 10 o'clock Seattle time.
Nah, it is. But I was going off Central time, so I was in Dallas, Texas training.
Right.
So it was just like, you know, I could have got a little bit more sleep, prepared my body a little bit more. Other than that, it was good.
At what point during your medical stuff did you go, okay, I just want to be done with this?
When I finished my third movie, I was watching Netflix on my phone. When I finished my third movie, I was like, all right, why am I still here? Like, what are we doing?
Let's go.
Anything in particular that you noticed? Were they looking at an elbow? Were they looking at a knee, an ankle? Or were they just...
They were just like, they would be like, oh, we did your x-rays, but we got to do them again. They didn't show up well. So I had to wait another hour for the x-rays.
You moved.
Yeah. I did them. I left. They were like, you have to come back. You have to come back. I did MRIs twice. But everything ended up showing out good, you know. Nothing, no red flags on the MRI or the x-ray. But it was just time consuming.
Do you get the feeling that maybe they were just testing your patience?
Nah, there was my agent was telling me there's a little bit of that in there too. Like they might make you wait a little bit longer just to see how you react
to it.
So I was just like, I'm gonna just pull a movie out and just, you know.
Yeah, what'd you watch?
I watched Pacific Rim 1 and 2, and then I started on this Kevin Hart movie. I can't think of the name. It's on Netflix.
Yeah.
It's a newer movie though.
Yeah.
I think it's called Lift. It's like they're like in England and they're like becoming thieves or something like that. Yeah.
Tell me about how they treat you back there. I mean, is it pretty much business trip or do they take care of you really well?
It's a lot business trip. It's business trippy. Talking to coaches in a professional manner, you know, and things like that. Even when you meet like execs and stuff like that, you want to talk to them in a respectful and like professional manner. So I'll say it was an interview the whole time. Once I got on the plane to Indy, that's when the interview started on that plane. I had some scouts on the plane, and then on the way back I had scouts on the plane. So
can you believe you're at this point?
If you told me this 5 years ago, I would have called you crazy. But if you told me this last year, I would have believed you.
5 years ago, you were a corner.
Yeah, and a freshman. So, so I mean, it was just like seeing myself in this position is such a blessing, you know.
I mean, I know that people like to pigeonhole you, but what are they seeing you as? I mean, because you're kind of a versatile guy. You've played corner, you've played Husky, you've played nickel, you've played everywhere. If you had the gun to your head, where do you think you're going to wind up in terms of position?
Gun to my head, I would say safety. But I'm getting a lot of different coaches, like San Francisco is interested in like talking to me as a dime backer. You know, other teams interested in me being like free safety. But most of the time I feel like I'll be the come down safety, which is typically the strong safety.
Have you heard player comparisons? Do people compare you to
anyone? I've heard one comparison.
I got one in mind.
I feel like we might have the same one.
Okay.
Let's say it on three. One, two, Cam
Jamal
Chancellor.
Jamal Adams.
Oh, okay. I heard Cam Chancellor a couple times.
Oh, Cam was 240.
Yeah. Cam, yeah, he was about 240.
Yeah. Okay. But I kind of see you as the Jamal Adams, kind of that safety linebacker getting after the quarterback.
Yeah, like blitzing, getting off the edge, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind that Jamal Adams role, like how he plays around the box. I like that scheme.
You wouldn't mind the contract?
Oh. No, the contract is the best part.
you take the contract.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, what was it like? I mean, for us, when we got back from the national championship game, you know, we all thought we were going to have a couple of days to relax, and then all hell broke loose with Kalen. What was it like when you got back?
Man, it was a shock. Like, just knowing Kalen was such a good coach when he was here. The 2 years that he was here put everybody in a great position. And just hearing that he wasn't going to be here to, like, mentor the younger guys was tough for me personally, but I know it's tough on them. So I just try and be there every day for my guys and tell them that it's a business at the end of the day.
You know, the other thing that's funny is, you know, a lot of people think you guys lost that game, but, you know, you got to give credit where credit's due. That Michigan team was really good.
No, that's a good team. Yeah, and nobody's going to say that they beat Alabama. So, like, that team was good. People think it's just like, oh, we went in there and lost, but that was a good team talent from head to toe. Defense, offense, special teams, they were really intertwined with what they were trying to get done.
You know, with the gauntlet that you guys ran through, you know, in the month of November, I mean, you guys played some people.
Yeah.
And when you played that Michigan game, give us maybe your feeling going into the Big Ten next year for this team. I mean, you saw an up close and personal with Michigan. You know, talk to us a little bit about that.
Just big physical team. They were going to run the ball. Like, they made that a point to run the ball, so I was just a pointer I would give to this team going into that conference is be ready to stop the run. It's going to be cold. You're going to have to be able to run. It's going to all start with ground and pound. That's where Michigan won that game at.
Draft day. I mean, I know you're going to be all 3 days.
Mm.
Where are you going to be?
Arizona. with my family. Something small, little get-together, family, friends, but yeah.
Do you have to maybe call your friends the day before and go, don't call or text me for three days?
I'm like, don't call my phone. If I check my phone and it's you, I'm blocking you. So I told my homies that, but yeah, it's going to be good energy.
Who is most likely? I know you have one friend that is most likely to call you when they shouldn't. Who would that be?
My boy back home, his name Marquise. He's always a little late to the party. We start at 7, he's showing up at 8:30. So he might call me and be like, hey bro, what time you starting? I'm like, bro, don't call me again. Yeah.
From the world of Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am
ready. Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, now streaming only on Paramount+.
Yes!